Beyond these few remarks, it is important that the office's written work speak for itself. We are formally closing the special counsel's office, and as well, I'm resigning. We are not commenting on the guilt or the innocence of any specific defendant. If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. The Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. We would not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime, that there was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy. And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments, that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Now, former special counsel Robert Mueller broke his silence today to announce the conclusion of his two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, which included looking at links between Russians and the Trump campaign. In a brief press conference, Mueller acknowledged the Justice Department policy that prevents a sitting president from being charged with a crime. He did not, however, clear President Trump of obstruction of justice, and he said today's remarks would be his last. Max Kuttner is back with me in studio to help us break it all down. Max is a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. Max, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
So let's start with your initial reactions to this sort of surprise appearance by Mueller.
It certainly was a surprise this morning. The White House had some advance warning, but no one else really did. Now, observers are really jumping on some of the lines here. They're reading in between the lines. I happen to think that this was classic Bob Mueller. He stuck to the script. He stuck to what is already public. And I happen to think that anyone who thought he was going to come on this morning and criticize President Trump or Attorney General Barr or even Michael Wolff, who we know there's some new revelations coming out in his book next week about the special counsel probe. Anyone who thought Mueller was going to talk about any of those things, I think doesn't really know Mueller.
So let's talk about some of the things that Mueller talked about. One of the biggest takeaways from the report this morning was that Mueller said a sitting president could not be charged with a crime. Let's listen to exactly what he said.
Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
So let's talk about this. Was this Mueller just restating what's in the report, or is he actually doing something by drawing attention to that point?
Well, he is restating what is in the report. There's nothing new there. That said, of course, by choosing that line out of a 400-page report, he does want to highlight it. And there were many other things he highlighted this morning, but that certainly seems to be an important one. I think he's aware that that is getting a lot of public attention. I think, you know, we know that he had clashed a bit with the Attorney General regarding that decision to make a prosecutorial judgment. So he certainly wanted to point that one out this morning.
Want to point out a couple more things that Mueller said. I want to drill down on the language that Mueller is using. We know that he's using very specific language. You mentioned he's choosing very specific things to pull out of this more than 400-page report. Let's play another clip from this morning.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
Max, this is one of the most confusing parts of this entire investigation and this entire report. What exactly is Mueller saying? Did the president commit a crime or did he not commit a crime?
Right. He's saying that he's not going one way or the other. Of course, this has gotten attention previously, and this is the line that observers and analysts are really jumping on. Basically, the special counsel is saying that he's not saying President Trump didn't commit one, and he's not saying that he did.
But isn't that the prosecutor's job? Isn't that the special counsel's job to determine if he did or didn't?
Well, that's pretty much what Attorney General Barr has said, and that's why Barr ended up making that decision, even though the report does not. And that's what all the controversy has been about. Robert Mueller cited today the Justice Department guidelines, which say it's not the job of the Justice Department to indict a sitting president. You just can't do it. But what is interesting is that Attorney General Barr and then acting, you know, the Deputy Attorney General at the time, Rod Rosenstein, did decide to go against that guideline and make the judgment.
Okay, so what's your insight into how Mueller addressed obstruction of justice? Because again, there's confusing language here. Is Mueller saying that the president obstructed justice or not?
He's not saying he didn't, and he's also not saying he did.
You see, but Max, that's really hard for me and I'm sure a lot of other people to take.
Yeah, absolutely. And for that reason, because there's a little bit of vagueness there, that's why you have observers and analysts just in the past hour kind of taking that as a bit of a wink and a nod. And they're thinking we should be reading in between the lines here. And this is Mueller saying it's Congress's job and perhaps Mueller, you know, indicating to the Democrats that they should take this up. Now, I happen to think that that's not what Mueller intended. He is not, you know, he's until he has resigned as being a special counsel, he's a federal prosecutor. He's not a dramatic figure. He's very stoic. This is a guy who's known not to wear colored shirts. He only dresses in white shirts. He, you know, he doesn't keep a lot of friends. I don't think he's trying to be too coy this morning. That said, that's the way that everyone's taking it, and we have responses from Democrats this morning calling for impeachment. We have Jerry Nadler with a big statement out.
Well, I do want to dig into that because I wonder where the Democrats stand now. Before we get into their positioning, I want to hear what Mueller had to say about testifying in front of Congress. Let's take a listen.
Now, I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak to you in this manner. I am making that decision myself. No one has told me whether I can or should testify or speak further about this matter. And the report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
Max, if the Democrats subpoena Mueller after this statement, after he explicitly said he would not testify beyond what he said today, is that going to be seen as a political move, as a hostile move? And is it even in their best interest to do so at this point?
I'm not sure it's in their best interest. I think so. We know that multiple congressional committees have already requested that he testify. I happen to think that they will continue to do so. Certainly, the Republicans will accuse the Democrats of being political and continuing after he has made this statement. But I think it's going to be a very boring hearing, and we're going to have Bob Mueller.
If
it happens, we're going to have Bob Mueller sitting there and saying, "I can't answer that. I can't answer that." And all his answers, as he said today, will be from those 400 pages, which he'll know very well.
And after Mueller finished that statement, the president, President Trump, tweeted, and I'm quoting here: "Nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you. That is the president of the United States." Max, is the case closed?
The case is not closed. Well, first I want to address, Tanzina, the insufficient evidence. Obviously, in the report, that comes in regard to coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Mueller reiterated that today, and it's true. There was insufficient evidence to move forward with that. That said, Mueller has not said there was insufficient evidence with the obstruction of justice charge. Of course, it's not up to Trump to say whether the case is closed or not. Mueller seemed to indicate today that at least the special counsel case is closed, but we know that some of the special counsel cases are in fact moving forward. The investigation isn't, but the Roger Stone case, for instance, is still moving forward. The cases against Russian nationals are still moving forward.
I want to actually drill down on that a little, because I think we are losing sight. And Mueller actually ended his statement by saying Americans should be paying attention to the fact that, I'm paraphrasing here, that our election essentially was compromised. Mueller did draw attention to Russia. Let's take a listen to that.
And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments, that there were multiple, systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Max, what are we losing sight of that the special counsel, or former special counsel now, Robert Mueller, thought that it was that important to end this statement with?
Right. And this is something that I think has been lost in all the conversations now going back 2 months or so, or maybe even 3 months since the report was about to come out. The Russian meddling aspect, the Russian interference aspect. Mueller is pretty clear in the report, the first half of the report, about this, that Russia did in fact meddle and these cases are ongoing. This was through two different ways, one way through hacking, the other way through social media campaign, as he said this morning. So I think it's important for people to remember that. And I also think this is something we haven't heard enough of from the White House and from President Trump. Really, their language has been all about the coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians and how Mueller found insufficient evidence of that, and also the obstruction of justice issue. And also, I should say, from Democrats and from some people on the left, they've also focused on those things. But this Russian interference aspect is really important. I think FBI Director Chris Wray knows this, and that's why just a few weeks ago he was saying we have to watch out for the 2020 election. People in the national security world are keenly aware that this remains an issue and are trying to bring attention to it.
And of course, the big political question now is whether or not Congress moves toward impeachment. Elizabeth Warren did tweet this afternoon, and she said, and I quote, "It's an impeachment referral, and it's up to Congress to act." Final words on that, Max. If the Democrats move forward towards impeachment, now what?
Well, yes, and in addition to Warren, at least three other 2020 Democratic candidates have also been saying that.
I mean, it makes sense for them to say that because that'll rally their base, right? I mean—
Absolutely, but I'm not sure. It's so much has changed in the past hour, and I know this is kind of in line with what the president tweeted, but nothing, you know, we knew everything that Bob Mueller said. This was all in the report. As you said, Tanzino, obviously what he's choosing to highlight, that's really important there out of 400 pages. But I think there was impeachment talk before. It's going to be heightened today. We'll see if there's any sort of movement, though. People have been calling for impeachment since President Trump took office.
Max Kuttner is a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. Max, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.